Cool. So yeah, first one is, why did you choose to join the UAE T20 at the start, and do you think, you know, there is enough room for another T20 global tournament?
Yeah, I do think there is enough room for another tournament. I think with a chance to grow the game and using T20 as that vehicle, I think is a huge opportunity, not only for myself as an international cricketer to go and play in different conditions, but also for younger guys coming through. I think it's huge, hugely important that at a young age, young talent gets exposed to playing in high profile tournaments around the world and also playing against the best players in the world. Certainly having experienced that myself at tournaments like the IPL, when I was younger, first being picked for England, you know, thought I was on top of the world, and then managed to get picked up in the IPL and share a changing room with the likes of Rahul Dravid, Anil Kumble, Jack Callis, and for a young 21-year-old, that was incredible. The stuff I learned from them was absolutely brilliant. So when choosing the UAE T20X as a future tournament that I wanted to be a part of, that was a huge consideration, because the unique selling point for me was the fact that at the forefront of this tournament is a squad of 16 players, but within that you have three associate nation players that have to be in there alongside Emirates Cricket Board players who also have to be three as well. So for those younger guys coming through, it's not only a massive chance for them to play alongside some very experienced and internationally renowned cricketers, but to go out and show off the talent that they have.
You touched on it there, but obviously, you know, as you say, it's a mix of emerging junior players, associate members, UAE national team players. Yeah, how important is it for players like yourself, who are, you know, established players, to give back to those associate nations?
I think it's hugely important. Certainly, I think I'm in a very unique position, having come from an associate nation in Ireland, and I was a cricket mad fan as a youngster, and all I wanted to do was play cricket. So having the opportunity through Ireland to go and play in various World Cups was my chance to shine as a young cricketer. And if the leagues were around back then when I was coming through, I certainly would have jumped at the chance to go and play in one. So for me, having the chance to give back and help with that opportunity is I suppose a really privileged position to be in, but also very important that I think I should be a part of it.
Great. And looking at all the different T20 tournaments you play in, how different are they and how similar are they?
I think everyone is completely different. Certainly in cricket, you have the 22 yards that you play in that dictate what style of cricket is played and how the game is played. And every country you go to varies, you know, completely different, and the fans are completely different from tournament to tournament, and I suppose the passion level is completely different. When you go to the Caribbean, the passion the fans show is more of a carnival based, and then when you go to Asia, it's just raw emotion for the love of the game, and I suppose those are two contrasts, and I suppose two which I enjoy because they have one common thing, and I suppose that I have in common with them as well. I love the game.
Great. And looking at England now, how well placed do you think England are with their white ball cricket, especially obviously with the World Cup coming up?
Yeah, I think we're as well placed as we could be. Certainly with not long to go before the start of the World Cup, you sort of come to the end of our preparation for this summer, and it's gone extremely well. Considering coming off the back of a really strong winter, winning away from home against Australia and New Zealand, and coming into this summer with a big challenge, Australia and India, and trying to replicate similar instances that we might come up against next year in the World Cup, I think we've come out of it extremely well, and particularly in that Indian series, going 1-0 down and a lot of questions being asked about our batsmen in particular. Coming out the other side of that and winning 2-1 was something that gave us a lot of confidence as a side.
Absolutely. So a great win for Middlesex in the County Championship. So talk through how did you actually come back from that position?
Yeah, it's an incredible position, and I think we did it through pure determination, hard graft and application. There were some unbelievable unbelievable individual performances within that, but as a collective, I thought we came together as a group after extremely disappointing first innings. And when Northampton forced a follow-on, that was sort of the only chance we had to win the game. If they didn't enforce it, we would have sort of went into a mindset of trying to save the game. So that played a part in it, I think. But alongside that, it's I thought it was an incredible win.
Absolutely. And how difficult is it to go from white ball one moment to red ball the next?
Yeah, that's it's a difficult question, because when I first started playing international cricket and all three formats, I found it extremely easy to jump from format to format. But the more I've played and the older I've got, I actually find it more difficult now than I ever have. So I think with that, I think majority of players are like that as well. And I think the future, I suppose, in the next 10 years, we'll probably see a bigger difference in teams in different formats. You'll get guys specialising in T20 or guys specialising in tests, because the game is moving in completely different directions, and at a fast pace as well.
How do you go about it before the game, like mentally?
Yeah, it's not an easy thing to do, because you can prepare as well as you want mentally, and then you get out into a game and your sort of natural instinct takes over, especially if it's quite a high pressurised situation. And that's difficult to control at times. And certainly from experience, I don't try and fight that. I try and roll with that as much as I can.
Sure.
And if you can go into the game knowing that you're going to let your natural talent take over and you're not always going to be in control of what you're doing, I think you can deal with success and failure a little bit better than probably the rest.
Cool. Awesome. So the next one, these cricket lifestyle questions. Is it still running? Yeah, cool. So first one is just to how you actually got into cricket in the first place.
My dad was a cricket mad fan, and I was one of six children, and we all played cricket because my dad used to play club cricket, and his brothers and sisters played, and we were sort of, as a community and a family, we would always go down to the local cricket club, and that was pretty much our summer. It was just dominated with cricket, and all my brothers and sisters played, and I played with them in the back garden and sort of down the club. So I was brainwashed, I reckon. I was literally brainwashed.
And which club and which school did you play for growing up?
Yeah, so the club I played with growing up was called Rush Cricket Club. It's in the north side of Dublin, and the school I played with was called Catholic University School.
Cool. And who was your heroes growing up?
My hero was Brian Lara when I was growing up. Every second week or summer, England seemed to be playing the West Indies, and he would always get runs. And I was left-handed, he was left-handed, and obviously he's a legend of the game. So, yeah.
Try and learn that backlift.
Oh, every time. Every time.
Yeah. Cricket in the Olympics, what would be your view on that? Do you think that would be good or not?
I think it would be great for the game. I think the format is the interesting one. I think because it's the Olympics and it only runs for a short period of time, I think T10 would be the format to play in the Olympics. You can run a competition with 10 teams in the space of 12 to 14 days, and it can be done and dusted, and you're competing in the Olympics, which would be great for the sport, because all the big nations around the world, if it becomes an Olympic sport, they all of a sudden commit to the future of the sport because they want to win a gold medal, and I think that'd be brilliant. Yeah.
What's your favourite country to play cricket in?
Favourite country to play cricket in? Oh, it's difficult. New Zealand.
Why is that?
It has unbelievable golf courses and wine.
As good a reason as any.
Yeah.
What's the favourite? What's your favourite country you've actually just visited? Just as a
favourite country, visited is Italy. I love Italy.
Where'd you go in particular?
Everywhere. I'm going to Venice tomorrow.
Oh yeah, cool. Yeah, cool. My girlfriend's from Italy.
Brilliant. Yeah. Whereabouts?
Ulster Valley, sort of north of Turin.
Oh, lovely.
Really north, lovely. Right next to Mont Blanc. Yeah. Lovely world.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. Favorite innings? Your best innings?
Favorite innings? Anytime we win. Anytime I get runs and we win. There's not one. We chased down 350 once at Trent Bridge and me and Joe Root got 100 each. That was pretty cool.
Wait, who's that against?
Against New Zealand.
Against, yeah. Awesome. Favourite match?
Favourite match when we scored 480 this year against Australia.
Yeah, I enjoyed that as well. might have already touched on it, but most memorable performance of your career?
Yeah, that'd probably be it. Any time I get runs and we win, yeah.
It pushes the other memories out and that one takes
over. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And what's the most memorable moment in general of during your career? Is there any particular moment that you remember very fondly?
There are a couple. We won the T20 World Cup in 2010. That was pretty cool. First Test 100, first One Day 100. Yeah.
Lots of good ones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, not lots.
And just finally, is it easier to captain your domestic, your county team, or the international team?
I think both present two different types of challenges. I'd really like to do both, but I think doing both at the same time isn't possible because you're not around to see absolutely everything what goes on. So it doesn't allow you to commit to it fully, which is difficult. But I think both present completely different challenges. County, you know, is very long and arduous, and it takes a huge amount out of everybody within the squad. And with that, you're dealing with players' lives the whole time and everything that comes with it. I think internationally, you deal with the hype, the highs, the lows. And I suppose the best side of it is you get to live people's dreams with them, which is an incredible feeling. So I couldn't say one is harder than the other. Yeah.
Cool. Okay. I think that's everything on that one.
Sweet.
Nice one. Nice.